Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. First week of Lent, Tuesday. Peter, a personal favourite of mine, and I'm sure others as well when it comes to themes with a Christian undertone, A Man for All Seasons, a film I first saw in the classroom, would you believe?
Yes, I would believe it, because people really responded so well, and amazingly, it won the Academy Award for the best film of 1966 and has been acclaimed ever since. I should mention, for those who have access to it, that there was a fuller version of Robert Bolt's play, filmed in 1988, with Charlton Heston in the role of St. Thomas More, and Charlton Heston directed the film himself, with Vanessa Redgrave playing his wife, Alice. So it had the full text of the play, whereas there were a lot of abridgments in the Paul Scofield version. But whichever version, and I think both are beautiful to look at and have the religious theme, it's about a man of integrity. And when you look at today's gospel, the basic gospel is the Lord's Prayer. So this is the prayer of people of faith. This is the prayer of people of principle. And so as we think back into the life of Thomas More, his political life and his exchanges with Henry VIII and falling from grace, at least in Henry's eyes, but his own commitment to principle and even to death, then he is certainly someone who has prayed the Lord's Prayer par excellence.
Sir Thomas.
What's this?
From some grateful poor folk in Leicester.
Leicester?
You do more good than you know, Sir Thomas.
My daughter has a case, sir, in the court of poor man's causes. Baked apple, sir.
To sweeten my judgment. I'll give your daughter the same judgment I would give my own. A fair one? Quickly.
Bless you, sir.
I understand, yes.
And of course, when everybody thinks Henry VIII, you have to think of the way the church was changed radically in this country, in England.
That's true, and I think that consequence has had many repercussions, and that's why it is amazing, in a sense, that the story of Thomas More via A Man for All Seasons has become very popular, even in a country which has that heritage from Henry VIII and his daughter Elizabeth.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you're young, this doesn't apply to everyone, but when you're young, sometimes older films can seem a bit, you know, epic in style, a little bit lengthy, a bit boring. But funnily enough, I saw this when I was perhaps only 10 or 11 in the classroom. And the colour, the drama, it really is quite a timeless film, isn't it?
It is. And I'll just add, for the later version, they reintroduced a device that Robert Bolt had on stage, but which was missing from the first film, and that is the commentary by the common man. So that there is an engagement with the audience by this particular character to invite us in to reflect on Thomas More, and it's the common man who at the beginning and the end actually focuses our attention on how great a person and therefore how great a saint Thomas More was.